This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0. I'm Holly Snape from Community Waikato and Community Networks Aotearoa. We have the famous, not the infamous, the famous Roz Rise actually in person today.
Famous? Yeah. Hello, Holly. Kia ora.
Normally we do this over the phone, so it's actually lovely to have you here all the way from Wellington, Windy Wellington.
Oh, it's lovely to be here in, is it Hastings?
She's so mean.
I'm just cruel. Oh, it's lovely to be here in Hamilton with you.
We're having a bit of a chat today about something quite exciting, I think. I'm excited about the conference that's coming up. Mm. And there aren't many conferences specifically for the community social service sector, for the sort of non-profit organisations. And this is one that is designed very specifically for non-profit groups. So today Roz is going to share with us everything that's going to be going on with that. But before we get into that, for those who don't hear us often and want to know a little bit more about CNA, I thought we would start off with a little bit of a background about who is Community Networks Aotearoa.
Okay, well, we started about, oh gosh, almost 50 years ago as the New Zealand...
You went there then.
No.
No.
As the New Zealand Council of Social Services. And we rebranded, over 10 years ago, as Community Networks Aotearoa, because that more clearly explains who we are, because all our members are networks of social, well, not just social services, networks of non-profits.
Yeah.
Throughout the motu. So Paddy, who works with me, has got this elevator conversation to explain how we work. And he says, if Roz and I are mum and dad, then all the networks that join us, both regional and national networks, are our kids. But because of their very being networks, they also have lots of members, associates, people that they work with in the community. And we think of them as the grandkids. And there's a little bit of all care, no responsibility. They are not our members, but we really care about them. And basically, the way we see it is like from us, information goes out to the networks and networks send it out to their members. And vice versa, information comes back to us that way. And our entire focus is looking at ways that we can best help and serve the full gamut, both the grandkids and the kids, in the community at the moment.
And so you do quite a wide range of work. You know, historically we've done quite a bit of even, you know, going into community organisations and doing some of the capacity building that we do at Community Waikato as well. Very hard to do with a team of 2.5 across the whole country.
Yeah, we're a big organisation.
But you've taken quite a systemic approach to supporting the sector, and over the last few years you've done some pretty big projects that are helping to sort of shift the dial and increase the awareness of decision makers and influencers, the needs of our sector.
Yes. Well, the thing is that I used to spend a great deal of time, for example, travelling around the country to help out organisations, because people can just ring us and say, help, we've got a problem.
Mm.
We found that over a period of time, when we looked at the majority of problems that NGOs across the country and non-profits had, they all went back to governance issues. So a lot of people join their local community group because they have some personal connection to it, or because someone in their family has an illness or whatever the reason is, or to support their kids in something that they're doing. But that doesn't mean that they have skills in running an organisation. It doesn't mean they have skills in the financial requirements of especially current governments and the government, you know, later year governments, who in compliance in our sector has been growing and growing and growing. The requests for compliance are now overwhelming. And so we realise that people join because they want to give back to their communities, but they don't necessarily know how to employ someone, things like that. So one of the big things that we did was we set up a Tick for Governance online training course, 10 modules, easy to do, cheap, $100 for the whole 10. And at the end, you get a qualification that is a micro-credential that's approved, obviously gone through NZQA. And I just tell you that the Tick for Governance course is approved by MSD, by Charity Services, and by the Institute of Directors. All have looked at it and said, this is great. This is the kind of course that someone in a small charity or a small not-for-profit who doesn't want to get the big words and the fancy stuff of large corporate NGOs, but just wants to know how to run their little organisation, can do. So that's one thing we've done.
Very accessible, the program. And for those listening, if you're thinking, oh, actually, that would be really awesome, you can look up Community Networks Aotearoa online and you can go into Tick for Governance through there and you can enrol.
Yep. And the first module's free. So you can just give it a try and see if you want to go on.
So it's fantastic. There's been lots of other things too. I'm not going to go into details around them just because I know we're going to run out of time when we start talking about the conference.
Do you want me to tell you about banking?
Yeah, very quickly, let's do a 3-minute blurb on
three
the banking.
3 minutes. So you know how if you are in a small not-for-profit or any size not-for-profit and you have an AGM and you have to change your signatories, what's it like when you go to the bank? I don't have to answer that because I can guarantee you there are people out there listening to this clutching their heads and going, it's awful. So we did a research into why banking for non-profits is so difficult. The research we did, we ended up with a whole report that is quite critical of the banking sector. There are two main reasons why they're so difficult. One reason is because many banks are taking to extreme the requirements of the Anti-Money Laundering Act. And the other reason is many banks just got really bad customer service, especially for non-profits.
Yeah, just don't understand our sector. And so because of that, you know, sometimes we're treated as individuals, sometimes as businesses. Often neither of those works. And there's a different form that someone doesn't know they should have given us.
The poor tellers don't know any more about what should happen as we do. And we found that most of the banks have got almost zero information for nonprofits about what kind of documents you need to fill in.
Yeah.
And so I'll just say that this was launched last year. It's had a massive impact.
Yeah.
And that many banks now are looking at ways that they can actually improve their service to nonprofits. And we're staying on the job there. We're not letting it go. So I continue to have meetings and I continue to talk to banks and I continue to talk to government. And I will continue to do so until I can see that things have improved.
So change can be slow, but hopefully we will see change because they are starting to understand where the issues are.
They all know me now.
They all know you now.
Yeah.
So look, I did want to turn as well to the conference because that is an opportunity for really it's open to anyone.
Anyone.
It is targeted at people who are either in governance or operations of a non-profit organisation.
But also, it's also targeted at government officials who might need to learn something. It's targeted at people in commerce and for-profit agencies who want to connect with NGOs. And it's surprising. And politicians are interested in it. It's surprising how many people from different walks of life actually find something in our conference of value.
It's capped at 120, though. So people are going to need to get in quick. But let's talk a little bit about, so it's down in Wellington, but let's talk a bit about what is going on. Why are you even having a conference?
Well, we have habitually had a conference every 2 years, and it is a continuation of that. We're having to think quite carefully this time because, as everybody knows, money is tight, 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 tight. Mm-hmm. And so this is a conference that we're going to review if people are interested in it still, and make some decisions about whether there's value in continuing. But at the moment, we are utterly committed to doing this one. It's in
October.
October the 24th and 25th. Of October,
so
in Wellington.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about who's coming on. What are the topics we're likely to see?
Okay. Well, it's going to be opened by the Honourable Louise Upston, the Minister of Social Development and the Community and Voluntary Sector.
She's a Waikato MP as well, I believe.
Excellent.
You know, one of ours.
So we're really thrilled that she has agreed to open our conference. Following her, we've got the inimitable Voulet, and many people won't know who Voulet is. Let us just say he's a Vietnamese man who lives in Seattle in America, and he used to be the CEO of an organisation in Seattle that was focused on finding work for people of colour. And he has become world famous because he writes a blog. He doesn't do videos. He writes a blog, and he also travels around speaking, and he is intelligent, funny, witty, and he has no fear. He calls things out as they are, specifically in the funding world, although he is quite focused on the American funding world, which is different from ours, but he still can adapt his conversation to the kind of issues that everybody is having with funding and funders and philanthropy and things like that.
Yeah, so, very insightful, but also very, very funny. The way he captures
it. He's so humorous,
it, yeah,
yes.
You can be laughing through your tears.
So he's going to be zooming in from Seattle, and we're going to have a political panel. It's going to be emceed by Dr. Michael McCauley, who is from the School of Government.
Yes.
And we have come, at the moment, we have Kamal Sepuloni from Labor. We have Joseph Moody from National. He's the chair of the Social Services Select Committee. We have Ricardo Mendes-March from the Green Party. And we're just confirming that we may have Karen Chow from ACT. And we're going to have this panel, and they're going to be asked questions, and there will be an opportunity later for audience questions. We simply ask everybody that they maintain politeness.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. We're a very polite sector.
Absolutely. Yeah. So no yelling or screaming is allowed.
But political panels are really important at the moment. We are seeing some changes in the political landscape. So I think it's a wonderful opportunity to understand a little bit from each of those parties, what it is they think success can look like for nonprofits and in these challenging times.
And it's also really important for them to meet us and hear us.
Exactly.
And to realise that actually we're there to help them. We're not there to
make things,
hard.
No.
We're
no.
there to help. So, and then following them, we've got a series of workshops, all sorts of interesting people doing workshops for us. And on the second day, coming in, we've got a really well-known guy, used to be called the sponsorship guru of Australasia.
Yeah.
And his name's Julian Moore, and he's moved his focus from sponsorship and sponsorship work to AI.
Mm.
He's fascinated with AI, and he's going to be zooming in from Brisbane, and he's going to be talking about how non-profits can best make use of AI and what you need to know and what you need to see and what you need to be aware of. And he's going to be showing you some actual examples of using AI and how it can work.
I think this is so critical because regardless of how people feel about AI, it's like the internet. It is coming.
Oh, it's here.
It's going to be very much a part of everything that we do. Mm. And so if you don't understand it, you'll start feeling left behind, I think.
Well, you'll not just feel it, you will be left behind.
So, yeah.
It's moving so fast.
Yeah.
So fast at the moment. You see on your computer, ads for Grammarly.
Oh, yes.
Grammarly is all AI.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? I mean, and you need to... it's important to move with technological times.
It really is, yeah. But it's also important to understand, so there are some great opportunities with AI. I'm using it in my everyday job, think it's marvellous. There are also some concerns and challenges, and it's important to understand both.
That's right.
You know, it's the same with any technology, right?
Yeah. Did you know that they've found out that AI can hallucinate?
Yes, I have heard this, and this is fascinating.
Because what happens is that the AI takes a whole lot of information and comes to the wrong conclusion. So it then tells you something that is blatantly untrue in a way that makes you think it's true, and it's all just made up in the AI's, I was going to say mind, but they don't have a mind, but in the AI system. So one of the things I'm sure Julian's going to be talking about, how important it is to have a human reviewing the AI responses for, you know, just checking for things that may seem completely weird.
Okay.
Could be the AI having a bit of a time.
Yeah, could be. No, I mean, that is really interesting, and there is very much a need, and it's the same with the internet, and it's the same with books. You actually need to check your sources.
That's right.
Understand where you know, the quality of the information.
It's like when we talk to people about believing things on the internet without checking their validity.
So many
people believe whatever they read, and it's just so much misinformation.
So much.
So treat AI the same way. Use it for what it's good for, but be very careful with checking.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, that's going to be an amazing session. Yeah, that's on the second day.
Yep. And we've also got some other great speakers. One of the great speakers is Gordon Noble Campbell. And those of you in sports might know Gordon because he's the chairperson of the Amateur Sports Association in New Zealand and a friend of CNA. And Gordon is going to be talking about return on investment. And this is something that we're going to be hearing a lot from this current government. It is their focus.
Yes. Yeah, well, we saw recently, didn't we, in the news, one national charity be given a significant...
It's Mike King's charity. They've got 26 million.
Yeah, and there was a whole lot of talk justification around this return of investment kind of thing, which, you know, many organisations can do exactly the same. Anyway, don't get us started down that road.
I could talk about that for a long time.
But it is, you're right, it is going to be, because their currency is money, and it's how they often understand value is in the currency of money. And so
it may not go down that easily with us, because our currency are people.
That's right.
Communities.
Yes.
And when we talk about
and
the
well-being.
Good that we do, it's to do with the good that we do, not how much money it's saved or created.
Or
is going to save in the future.
Yeah.
We're just looking at helping people feel better and doing better in their lives now. But the reality of the political situation we're in is that we have to start understanding what they're asking of us.
Yeah.
And hopefully Gordon's discussion with the plenary will help clarify that for people who are going, what the heck are they talking about?
Oh, I think it's a marvellous idea because we do need to understand this better. Whether or not we agree with it, we need to know it.
That's another thing.
Yeah. Because then we may choose, what is it, knowledge is power. We may choose to use that language. We may choose to...
May choose to
take some measurements using that type of model. We may find our own model.
Well, let's face it, when Labor came in and we got all the stuff about well-being and outcomes, we had to learn what they were talking
about. That's right, exactly. And we have to do this under every... And I think you... For those of you who weren't in conversation with Roz and I earlier today, which is everyone else, we were talking quite a lot today about the way these changes in ideology, you know, kind of impact us, and we need to keep up with what that looks like under a change of government.
Because we need to survive, because we're there to help people. We're there to help our communities.
Yeah.
And if we end up going down because we didn't know what this government was talking about, then who are we actually hurting? We're hurting all the people we're trying to help.
Exactly. So it is critical. But so that's quite amazing. So, I mean, that will be a very interesting talk, regardless of how much people want to pick that up or agree with it. It will be fascinating. You talked about workshops as well.
Yes. So we're doing this in partnership with Katoa Connect, which is the new
Rebranded
2020 Trust. And the 2020 Trust is an incredible organisation that is working with primarily Pacific Island and Māori people to try and teach them how to use technology, basically.
Yeah.
And so that's why we've called the conference Collective Currents, because we want to add in the idea of currents of electricity,
yeah,
as well as currents of things that are happening
and currents
currently
of thought and, yeah, yeah.
And all those other meanings. So we have got Dr. Warren Williams, who is the CEO of Katoa Connect.
And I might add, a local.
And also on our board, by
and
the way.
And on our board, yes.
And he is a local Hamilton gentleman. And Warren is going to be running a couple of workshops. One is he's going to be doing a World Cafe.
Yeah.
Because things are going to be discussed at this conference on day one and half of day two. And in the afternoon of day two, Warren wants to sit down with a bunch of people and talk about what's been talked about.
Unpack it. Yeah,
yes.
It's a great idea. And everyone always loves the open sessions, right?
Yes.
They always go down so well.
Yes.
So I think that that's going to be brilliant.
But at the same time as he's doing his thing, we've got Robbie Taylor from the Reserve Bank. Now, you must have all heard about the issue about currency. The Reserve Bank is looking at the future of money.
Mm.
And Robbie is going to do a fascinating workshop where he talks about where the Reserve Bank's head is at, what they're thinking about. And he wants to ask people, what's your thoughts?
Mm.
Now, if you're worried that the government is going to take all the money away, this is the workshop you need to go to. For a start, I'm just going to tell you, government's not going to do that. And I know
Spoiler alert.
I know that is a fact because I'm working with the Reserve Bank on this very issue. But he needs to talk to you about why there's so much focus on money and cash at the moment. And he wants to know what you think. And if you've got strong opinions, this is the workshop you should be going to hear and to give your feedback to as well. So that's Robbie Taylor from the Reserve Bank. And also big thanks to Reserve Bank who are giving us money towards running this conference. It's truly appreciated, honestly. Trying to find money for this conference is like trying to find gold in
somewhere
a desert.
Yeah. The reality is it's a tough environment for everybody at the moment. And that's partly why we need to have a conference, right? It's about bringing people together to really think about some of these big issues and think about how we might resolve them as a sector. And so it's still really affordable.
Yes, we do have an early bird.
And people, it's open like just now. It's only very recently open, so you can
get
in there
quick. And it's capped at 120 people.
Yes.
So you need to sign up fast for this. It's not till October, but those registrations are going to sell out pretty quick.
They will go very, very quickly. So so early bird rate, that's only until...
It's only for a couple of weeks. I can't tell you exactly. I haven't got that stuck in my mind.
No, that's absolutely fine.
But get in for the early bird as fast as you can.
And of course, down in Wellington, it's based at the James Cook.
Yeah, it's called James Cook Grand Chancellor.
Yeah, so we're heading
otherwise
down
otherwise known as James Cook.
Yeah. Look, and well worth attending. So it is a really reasonable rate. Conferences can be thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
This is just several hundred. So
I think it's 500 for 2 days.
Yeah, so I mean that's really, really good deal. And then there's a little bit extra if you want to do an evening thing. So you know, well worth looking into that. The other good thing, I mean, I go to all of these. Where I find the real value is the conversations with people from around the country, all in a space where we're passionate about community outcomes.
Yeah, yeah. And if you want to actually find out more about the conference and have a look at the full program, it's on our website, communitynetworksaotearoa.org.nz.
Yeah, it is worth exploring it. And,
Just, I mean, I've just told you a few things. Obviously, we've got 2 days of...
Two packed days.
So get in there and get your tickets.
Look, so that's the conference. We've only got a couple of minutes left. And in the last, 2 minutes, just really quickly want to touch on State of the Sector survey that has just wound up and what we can expect to see or learn and when.
Every 2 years, Stay the Sector survey has come out. This year, Stay the Sector survey has been put out by Community Networks Aotearoa. It has been a longitudinal study as well as a at the moment study. This year we're closing the longitudinal study, and in 2026 we'll open a new one that's relevant to change times.
Yeah.
The information about the State of the Sector survey, which many people will know about and politicians wait for urgently, is going to come out, we think, early September.
Great.
And we will make it widely available to anyone. And I do hope that all of you who had the opportunity to fill out this survey did it. We have one last person who's going to be getting a petrol voucher, and that's nice. Going to be drawn on Monday.
Is that for everyone who did fill it out, or just the last people?
So everyone.
I'm in the draw.
You're in the draw.
Well, I'm excited.
You had the chance of three.
I'm excited about that
two
possibility.
Two have already been claimed.
Look, I think this is brilliant. It's so important to have an evidence-based understanding about what's happening across our sector, because we often feel it and we think we know things, but it's very hard to have a conversation, and particularly with funders or government or people who are able to influence in these spaces. Hard to have a conversation going, I feel like this is hard for community.
Yeah.
You know, but when we've got, hey, look, you know,
especially
the research
anecdotal
showed us,
stuff
doesn't. It's not influential.
Doesn't land. Yeah.
So it is really powerful being able to say, you know, we did some research. Hundreds of organisations have responded to this, and this is what we're being told from across New Zealand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it is some real value in keeping an eye open for that. And, of course, on this show we will have a breakdown. We'll get Roz on again to talk about what some of those findings are. What's really exciting is we've actually got a researcher who's quantifying the information actually doing the research. So this is going to be very well researched, very well explored and examined, and the themes will be pulled out from that and elucidated, which will be great.
And the thing about having an independent researcher doing that is that there's no unintentional bias from us doing that.
Because I know that's exactly what I would do.
I would be as biased as hell.
Yeah, absolutely. So Jane, who was involved in the banking research, has come back on board to do this as well.
Yes.
So I think that's marvellous. It's another example of CNA leading the country in some amazing work. So,
thank you.
For, like I say, a team of 3.5, not counting, of course, the amazing board you have.
Well, and I have the most incredible chairperson.
You know, I was thinking that.
The chairperson is one of the best chair people I've ever come across in my life. Thank you, Holly.
So now I'm blushing. Look, I appreciate that.
But I mean it, actually. I mean it most sincerely.
It's an easy board, so we're very lucky. Yeah. But we have run out of time at our end.
Ah, such is life.
So I'm just going to say to our listeners one more time, jump on the CNA website, have a look at that, do enrol. It's going to be marvellous. And you have been listening to Connect with Community Waikato, Free FM 89.0.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.